To Lama Lodru and to all of the officers of the Dharma Center and to all of you gathered here, Tashi Dele.
Rinpoche
says he first came here in service to His Holiness the 16th Karmapa Rangjung Rinpoche Dorje in 1977, and since that time he has come here many, many times. Now it's been a few years since the last time he was here, but now to return and to meet you all again makes him very happy. And he also makes the aspiration for us all that all of our precise knowledge arising from listening to, reflecting on and meditating on the teachings of the genuine Dharma will increase and increase, and that through this we will be of great benefit to all of the limitless number of sentient beings. Rinpoche will begin by offering a praise to the three rare and supreme ones, the Buddha, Dharma, and Sangha, that is found in the text known as the Gyulama, the highest continuum.
Kanji Dhamma Vinda Minji, Sanji Nira Nam Sanji, Sanji Nene Matoto Sanji Nita Zilanda, Chinji Raja Dorje Jonan Dunga Nyoka Jonze, Natsu Tatip Jiko Tetson Sekwa Jinze Delande. Kanji Mimi Yumi Yumi Mayin Yumi Lejindong, Tokpar Mendo Mitzik Dangda Soso Rangke Rikyo, Jimi Ishi Vajir Nandi Mikpa Kwan La Chapa, Dangda Rabre Nambar Jomze Dam Junye Ma De La De, Semde Rangin Vajir Venanyi Mungo Omi De, Kanda Roku Dami Daji Yanda Dome Dam De, Zubi Sanji Jiju Zubar Jiba Mendo Loma, Semji Namda Daya Yuji Ishi Zunga De La De, Pardin Durjin Javar Kuy Javda Lama Karma Jinkur Kuy Jinjo Nisi Si Pajar Yada Nanjur Trinne Kuy Jitse Po Wanchu Chujan Pejin Jantar Nanjur Sisi Kuy Bendu Dundar Mi Tukji Jumwan Dari Kuy Dan Lodan Me Jinkir Tum Dada Me Kenan Rova Kuy Jitra Kuy Jitsan Pa Tam Che Kuy Dada Kuy Jitundu Ola Sa Tan Rova Namka Tata Nyambi Sim Chin Tam Che Jitundu Zubi Sanji Ji Gomba Rinpo Ji Dubar Sa Te Yi Che Do Tambi Chu La Tosan Gom Som Ji Tsumbar Jiu Nyambar Samba San Chung Chu Do Tuk Ji Bungan Da Tang Di Sembar.
Before listening to the teachings, Rinpoche asks that we give rise to the supreme motivation of bodhicitta, which means that for the benefit of all sentient beings who are as limitless in number as the sky is vast in its extent, we aim to attain the state of complete, perfect, precious enlightenment. We know that in order to do this, we must listen to, reflect upon, and meditate on the teachings of the genuine Dharma with all of the enthusiasm we can muster in our hearts. This is the supreme motivation of bodhicitta. Please give rise to it and listen. In order to attain this state of enlightenment, according to the general teachings of the Mahayana, it is very important for us to gain certainty both in the way things appear, in the nature of apparent reality, and the way they really are, the nature of genuine reality.
In Tētār mīngē jēnā tōnyē mīngē sōngbēr jē lāṁ miāṁ sō lāṁ nā tēnē tēkvā jēnbē nyāṁ nīn dōr dō bārē.
We need to gain certainty that apparent reality, all of the things we experience, are mere appearances that arise due to the coming together of causes and conditions, just like appearances in dreams and illusions. And that genuine reality is of the nature of emptiness, beyond any concept of what it might be. It is the Dharma Dhatu. And for those sentient beings who do not realize this and suffer as a result, we feel great compassion and aspire to be of benefit to them in any way that we can. And therefore, the path of the Mahayana is the path of emptiness and compassion practiced in union with each other, together with each other. To get a basic understanding of Mahayana practice, then that's it.
Dor dona hirap chembo de ganza gadami topa tam maimba chu tamje je ne lo tongba ni topa sena temba tang te chu tamje tongba ni je don topa sena hirap chembo ta de ne dra dang che be simje na na ningi gomza ningi tobo ni be sena ningi chembo te hirap chembo da Ninja Chembo Ninja Gumram Lam Yamsu Lamba Imbasena Tekpa Chembore. De Dor Dubare.
The Mahayana is in English the great vehicle. And there are many reasons why it has this name of being great. But if we were to summarize them, then we would say that first it is called great because of the great Prajna, the great wisdom that realizes not only the selflessness of the individual, but also the emptiness of all phenomena. Therefore, the wisdom that is achieved in Mahayana practice is great. And secondly, because of the cultivation of great compassion, great because our compassion as Mahayana practitioners encompasses all sentient beings, including even our enemies, those who appear to do us harm. So because it includes, encompasses all of them, then the compassion is great, and therefore the Mahayana is the great vehicle.
This is the Tanda, Tambu Hirap Chimbu Njungwa La, Tene Kunzup Je Nanzur Hikogre. Kunzup Je Nanzur De Jujin Tendri Tsokwe Nangzam De Songbare,
In order for great wisdom to arise, the first thing we have to understand is the nature of the relative appearances that we perceive. We need to know that whatever appears, it is a mere appearance that appears due to the coming together of a whole host of causes and conditions.
Tenung korwa da nyangile de pe chu tamche jo chik la ra le pa mare chin chik la ra le pa mare jo chin ten de chokpa la ten ne sungwe sen na tene tang konde ji chu tamche ten de nang da re.
The same thing can be said for all of the phenomena in samsara and all of the phenomena in nirvana. They don't just arise because of one cause or one condition, but rather they appear due to the coming together of a great collection of causes and conditions. And therefore, they are all dependently arisen mere appearances.
Ten dang charva nam khan thambe dazok te cho tawa nam lang charva te ju chin ten de chokwa la ra le pare cho chekwa la yang ra le ba mare dawa chekwa la yang ra le ba mare te pata la namka tongba gogre ya namka tongba ta tenje madre pa tenra wo yona tenen chonan la dabe zo ni chagre tenan ki chue tam tien chonan la daba daba sombre.
One example for how it is that the appearance of something relies on a great multitude of causes and conditions is the example of the moon that appears on the surface of a pool of water. Because you need to have the moon in the sky, you need to have a clear pool of water on the ground, and you need to have a sky that is free of clouds. If you just have the moon, that's not enough. If you just have the water, that's not enough. If you just have a clear sky, that's not enough. All three of these things have to be present, and then the appearance of the moon can be seen in that pool of water. And all phenomena are like that. All phenomena are just like water moons.
Pardon Namka Tungbata Ti Pata La Dio Mabata Sarcha Yoba Tundu Tender Tona Zuni Kagre Tundu Nani Chigma Tona Zuni Kagamar Tayang Tinjong Pi Yakichi.
We can say the same about the example of our reflection that appears in a clear mirror. You have to have the clear mirror, you have to have the person, you have to have empty space in between the mirror and the person, and you have to have some light. And if all those things come together, then you get a reflection in the mirror. If just one of them isn't present, then you won't see the reflection in the mirror. So that's one of the best examples.
Dakin me wang chung me ba. Tele tembe make a nam si. Yep da kadon tong make a nam si chevala. Palanga namba. Namka tongba. Tongba tele devio me ba. Sarcha yoba tundiji huna. Yep da kadon tong me hichegre. Te mina. Te nani ching ma tangayang. Yep da kadon tong me hichegma.
It's the same thing when we see different forms and shapes and colors. If we have the object, that's one thing, but we also need the eye sense faculty functioning properly, and we need that there be nothing obstructing us from this object, and we need some light. And if all these things come together, then you can get a moment of eye sense consciousness of perceiving some form and color and shape. And so all of them have to come together in order for that to happen.
Tegin to Tingchang Ting Sangke, to come day in Tuchi Sarba, Zungtong Lung Ting Dang, Telepom Dang, email the last of what the Zutam Jelaya, Jujin Tinder Kasajan Soko, you know, Soko, Tina Nikigma Tonaya, Tini Yapo, Tin Yapusha Togumever.
Tambo Lung Ten.
Zungtong Lungting is it?
Radio.
Zungtong is it?
Television. And these days, we have even more examples of mere appearances arising due to the coming together of causes and conditions, like a television. On a television screen, you can get the appearance of all different kinds of images when causes and conditions come together, or telephone or fax. All of these things can produce mere appearances when all the conditions come together. And these days, email is a very good example of how it is that something that is a mere appearance can arise due to the coming together of causes and conditions.
Teso teni tender je nama sarpa chenpo re, pe ya po re.
So now all of these very new dependently arisen appearances are shining all over the place and giving us more and more good examples.
Tene teng san chur cha ha chen chenpo chanen tene roke tela dawa tang karma na na yan doge do to pa chandu. Teso tam je tender je nama re. Tender tam je je nani jik ma zang na yan.
And nowadays the technology is getting so great that rockets can even fly to the moon and fly to the other planets and explore the stars. And this is a fantastic example of how things are dependent on their causes and conditions, because if you just have one cause or condition missing, then the whole mission won't go very well.
Tene tender je pe sarpa hajang mangbo yo songwa la tende turam der tender topa la to le lagre sambay.
And given all of these new examples of things depending on their causes and conditions, then it's probably getting much easier for us to realize what the truth of dependent arising is all about.
Tether yin yang tender je pe la dember hina to le la ujagama.
But nevertheless, we have to know that these examples are not real. If we cling to these new examples of dependent arisings as being real, then that will obscure our understanding of their true nature. So what we have to do is understand that they are in fact appearance undifferentiable from emptiness.
Tene tender je pe te so ju jin tender so san je nang wa yin ba. Nang zang re ma to yang ta pa den bar ma to bengi ki chi no. Tene pe te so la ta wa ten de, sen de ye nang wa de, tender nang zang no. Tene ngi chi to bar.
And if instead of taking them to be real, we can look at these examples and see how they're just mere appearances that are produced through the coming together of this great collection of causes and conditions, that while they appear, they have no inherent nature, no substance, then it will be easy for us to understand the same about all of life's appearances, that everything that appears to us is just mere appearance, undifferentiable from emptiness. Since everything is dependently arisen, mere appearance, then as for the individual as well, whatever dharma, whatever religious tradition or philosophy we practice, that too is something that occurs due to the coming together of causes and conditions. Because you've got to have the person, and you've got to have the spiritual teacher, and you've got to have the religious tradition, and you've got to have the person being interested in it. And only when all of those things come together, then the person will practice that. So it is too just a dependently arisen appearance. And then also the monasteries and the mountain retreats and all the places of practice, centers of practice, also arise due to the coming together of causes and conditions.
Tene chuto che yakpo chakwa layang, tene lama, loma, lasokwe, tenjong yakpo chona, tene chuto yakje yakpo ndo, chuto yakpo yungwe.
And with one Dharma center, if it is going well, it's because you have a good lama and good students, and all of these conditions are coming together in the proper way. And when they do, then the Dharma center will flourish.
And
so if you have a center with a good Lama, and the students have faith in the Lama, and all of the Dharma friends get along with each other, then that creates the naturally positive set of good conditions that will naturally lead to a good result.
Tene ngarang der mbame karma lingi chuzola karma ba tene chudopa khyapsi chena dana dangbu lebare tene tate pa de tene chuzote mama kangwa chik de mato mato tandan kangwa nindu chuzo ya je gongba rogo de tenjo ya ko chokuda.
Rinpoche says that he first came to Karmaling, this center, in service to His Holiness the 16th Karmapa. And at that time, there was only one house, and it was a small center. But in between then and now, there's been another house acquired, so now there are two, and everything is flourishing, and this is a sign that all of the causes and conditions are coming together in a very good way.
Tene tarong yang teji do tende tende je jo tende te kompete sona yang chu so kompete do.
And even now and in the future, if these causes and conditions continue to come together in this wonderful way, then the Dharma Center will flourish even further in its activity.
Tene jo chin tende chokpe doi long papa do bale.
To quote from one of the sutras of the second turning of the wheel of Dharma about the nature of these appearances that are arisen in dependence upon their causes and conditions, Rinpoche quotes from the Sutra of the Noble Collection, in which the Buddha said, "Know the five skandhas are like an illusion. Don't separate the illusion from the skandhas. Free of thinking that anything is real, this is perfect wisdom's conduct at its best."
Nyams and Lamba Poo, the name Ricky Pota, Ricky Pomola Jugari.
This verse could be referring to anyone in general, but specifically it's referring to those fortunate sons and daughters who have interest in the teachings of the transcendent perfection of wisdom, the Prajnaparamita, and seek to understand it.
Hirabda Dhamba Sancho Sambhata Sama Gangyake Pumbu Ngapote Dini Yuchin Tende Tso Sanje Nangla Dhamba Trapa Tende Avo Mahimba Rangyinja Trapa Mahimba Juma Tavri Hina Dini Hirabja Parada Sambha Sambhala Chugare Hirabja Parada Sambha.
And therefore the verse says that those bodhisattvas, men and women, who have precise knowledge, who have proper understanding that the five skandhas, the five aggregates that comprise the psychophysical elements that make up the individual, are just things that are arisen due to the coming together of causes and conditions, and therefore they are not real. They are just like illusions. These individuals will practice the conduct of the transcendent perfection of wisdom in a proper way. Their practice will not go wrong. The five skandhas or aggregates are the skandha of form, of feeling, of discrimination, of formations, and of consciousness.
Then zogyu pumbo de jatembor zog dra tre ro reza deso doyunga deso zogyu pumbo kon dogre.
The skandha of form is quite great in what it encompasses because it includes all of the sights and sounds and smells and tastes and tactile sensations that anyone could experience.
Tene mege yorde chorpe yedan kadog na wandela danda chuje lo lo zog chi chen chi segre zog chi chen chi te mege yorde chorpe ya
the form that appears to the eye consciousness, which is one part of that, is in the Buddhist tradition called the ayatana of form, or the source of consciousness of form, because it is the source of the eye sense consciousness.
This yenda yang zogre dratan dratan rota rizata zogre tsekpa la soba yenda ka parcho na tene wan hi nam hin jo to ga mare to de gre tise na zogre
tsekpa
tsekpa
la so
tsekpa ta
la so
parta la tsekpa yo na tsekpa ta tra la soba yo na tene tanda da tu to ga mare
la so
ha ko so te to to ga mare la so sele tre yo na te to to ga mare
And the other, but it is the case that the other four objects of the sense consciousnesses are considered form as well, because they each can obstruct the other ones. Like if you have a big wall in between you and some sound, then you're not going to hear the sound. So for that reason, all of the experiences of the sense consciousnesses are considered form.
Pena da chimbu. Da dukya da tu da chenpo tuna amcho ka gado te dukya tuna na ka gare tene amcho ka na ka na amcho ka na da tu gumare na na te na te to gumare tenda wo te so tamche zo yin de jim
zin or if you hear a really horrible sound then you're going to block your ears and you won't hear any other sound. If you smell something really disgusting, you're going to plug your nose and you won't smell anything else. So since each one can obstruct the other, they're all considered form.
Tene zog la zog da taro rikza re re la ye wa san ji ma chepa yore trawa ye na tene denbar ma tro pare. Denbar tro pa chik yo ma re.
When we investigate these different types of forms, sight, sound, smells, tastes, and tactile sensations, then each one of these general groupings has within it countless specific types that can be further divided and divided. And when you understand that, then you can understand that none of them are really there. None of them have any inherent nature or real existence.
When a zog chin chi chikpa layang, yeb dang kado ni re, yeb layang, trubye dang dumbo la sokwan ta yeba re, kado layang, karse ma jan ta yeba yeba se na, then a zog chin chi de kar re se na, tene tene ni chik ya thogo mare chik ya mato be sena tene rang gin je mato pare tomare ta rekwe thawa che na chik ta tome rang gin len de lo
so for example if we look at what the eye sense consciousness perceives in terms of form well that is shape and color that's what we can see but shape is certainly not just one thing there are triangular shapes and rectangular shapes and so forth, all the different kinds. And color is not just one thing, but all of the different colors, white, yellow, red, and so forth. So when we understand that, then if you say, well, what is shape? You can't say. What is color? You can't say. Because if you say one thing, it excludes everything else. So when we analyze this way with our intelligence, in a very precise way, we can see that really shape and color do not exist.
Tene mege thonya la zoki yagwa tenji ten tumungu loksore. Tenji ji chepe loksore mare tumungu loksore. Tumungu njik ten loksore la mege thonya la zoksore.
The ordinary way in the world we would describe form is we would define it by being that which the eye perceives. Whatever we see is form. That's not the way that it's done in the commentaries, but that's the way that people in the world would say.
This is the Zola Hirab Jichor Lepo, Kabajona, Zoki Putin Yantong Banyato Tobayabare. Majik lab ju drama, Kiran Zoha Kojere, Poju Droptoma, Droptoma, Tamje Jincho, Majik lab ju drama. Then Majik lab ju drama, Bombo the Juni, then Yamare la Tare lo Togoyere, Davajik la Tasunju lo Bacabso, then Zogna Carboya Mai, Marboya Mai, Tugia Mai, Domboya Mai, so Nikipe Tigre at the Zola Dina, Tombany Tonto, then Tony Droptoma Jubare. Say Jarva to Indoji Jang, my parrot simple troptoma. Garden young judor messes over the
place. And in this way, we can see that just by investigating form very precisely with our intelligence, we can come to an understanding of emptiness. And this is what the greatest of all, the woman siddhas in Tibet. Did. Her name was Machik Labdrin. You probably have heard her story. She could read incredibly fast, so fast that she could read all 100,000 verses of the extensive Prajnaparamita Sutra, which are comprised 12 volumes. She could read that all in a single day. And so she read it every day for a month. And when she was reading that, she read things like form is not red, it is not white, it is not circular, it is not rectangular. Form is empty of essence. And as a result of reading that over and over again, she realized emptiness directly and became a siddha. And she was a Prajnaparamita siddha. And this is how her son, Gyawa Dundrup, praised her. He said, Mother Prajnaparamita Siddha, please bless the fortunate ones who comprise your lineage.
The Jumsin de Chitanga Zuk se chikun zimba chigre, Zuk hisawa de chig madrubare.
And the reason.
Chig madrub natin tomayandu.
Reason why she could determine that form is of the nature of emptiness is, first of all, that form is not one thing. Because you try to say what is form, and you can't define it as one thing. And if you can't define it as one thing, you can't define it as many things either. So this is the reasoning of being beyond one and many. So if we can gain certainty that form is not one thing, and that therefore it's not many, because there isn't even one to begin with, then we can gain certainty in emptiness.
Then the Torva la, Torva nyuwa dani jere, Tela ye na, Torva deva dunga danyu dan som. Yang wang hi gong, Torog nam hi je, Kordon robe, Meg nam hi je, Kordon robe, Torva deva dunga danyu som. Nav nam hi je, Kordon dedok danyu som. Then this is Yana nam hi, Torog.
The next skanda is the skanda of feeling. And feeling is defined as being of the essential nature of experience. And there are three main types of feelings that we can have. We can either have a happy feeling, a feeling of that's pleasant, a feeling of suffering that we don't like, or a feeling of indifference that's neither happy nor sad. And we can have these three types of feelings with regard to each of our six sense consciousnesses. So in relation to something that we see, we can feel happy about it, we can feel joy, or we can feel pain, or we can just feel neutral, something which is neither one or the other. With regard to something we hear, we can cause us to feel happy, or it can cause us to suffer, or some indifference, and so forth. So in that way, we can divide into 18 different types of feelings. Six sense consciousnesses times three feelings. And that's the most extensive way, but basically we can sum it all up in these three different types of feeling.
So Sova Kandendo Sena, Tene Deva Dongantanu, Kandendo, Rangataki Tangur, Lamsang Sorvan Dokse, the Chick Lavia Yomar, De Sova Ranginja Madu Pata, Sova Kiva, Chick Mepetare.
Maso.
Chick Yova in a Ranginian Yungi Chick the Lamsa, Laptogre, De Laptogre Yomar.
Maso.
Sova Kandendo, Devandoga, Dongandoga, Tanyu Dokta, and Kogunwa, Tatarjito.
Maso.
De Sova Rangin Mepetare.
Maso. Lamsang.
Lamsang Lamatoba, the Toba Rangini Matover.
The
Rangini from the Lamsang Laptover Rangatoba. Jing Mebatan. The name Toba, Jing Mebatan. Toba Yam Yung, the doctor, and you, Imbissena, the current doctor called. Devando, no Devando. Domando, no Domando. The Nissan no town, Lapos. The Toba Rangini Matope, Tara. Yam Yung, the Nintendo with you.
So if you ask somebody with the intelligence that wants to examine all of this about whether they are feeling something or not, you can ask them the question, do you have any feeling right now? And they would answer, yes, I do. Well, then you'd ask, what? What are you feeling? Then they have to think about it for a minute. To think about it and say, okay, I'm feeling happy, or I'm feeling sad, or I'm feeling not something in between. The fact that you have to think about it for a minute is a sign that the feeling doesn't really exist, because you don't know what it is right away. If it were something really existent, then you'd be very clear. You wouldn't have to go and think about it. Oh, well, am I feeling happy now, or I'm feeling sad now, or what am I feeling? But the fact that we have to think about it, that we have to go and look for it, shows that it's not something that's really there.
Lavia kaga, Nyamnyon kaga, chilo or devando, chilo dongan dosena, sorva devate, then wrong doge, dongan and wrong doge sena, kane yung maso, kando and rogomare, wrong higamado, wrong mani bade, nangsan to yopa, munete and wrong mebesena, then it sorvate tended nangsan. Marve,
Marremuj. And then you can put two people right next to each other. And one of them can be feeling good and the other one can be feeling bad. But then we have to ask, well, where did these feelings come from? Does this good feeling come from anywhere? And then when it's finished, does it go somewhere else? And the same thing for the bad feeling. And the fact that it doesn't come from anywhere and it doesn't go anywhere is evidence that it's not really there now. Because if it were there now, it would have to have come from somewhere, and it would have to go somewhere. So what this shows is that feeling doesn't really exist. It's just a dependently arisen mere appearance.
Then it's sorva deva yuna deva kasem togumudo lamsang che gogumudo. Sorva dongaji yuna, then it dongati, dongati, wrong dan chengala, shirabji chena, then it dongaran hinje madropa, malanji dongan dawayimba, nishichena, then it dongai, jigo chongudo.
So happiness doesn't really agitate the mind, so it's okay if we don't investigate that and leave that one. But when we're suffering, then we need to investigate. And when we're suffering, we need to see that this suffering doesn't really come from anywhere and doesn't go anywhere. And when we realize that, then the load will be a little bit light, a little bit lighter.
Demba tropa ina wrong ha kogre, chenga ha kogre. Wrong da chenga ha kogumudo, tisena teni sovaran yinja madopa. Ina yang nangsandu yabare, tender nangsandu.
If the feeling were real, then we would immediately be able to pinpoint its origin and its cessation. But when we look for it, since we can't find any place where it arose, and we can't find any cessation of it either, then that's a sign that it's not really there. But that doesn't mean that it won't appear. It will appear. That appearance, however, is a mere appearance, dependently arisen. And that's the way to understand it.
Nimona Yizuka terrorists and Namayere, young dead dog of Torva Yabasena, Torva Pet, Malamja Torva Yagre. Malanda de dog to another yoga. Hindu.
Hindu.
Yeah.
The best example of feelings in terms of the example of how feelings could appear while not really existing is the example of a dream. Because in a dream, we can experience all kinds of sensations just like we do during the day. And they seem to be very real, and we experience all the same types of happiness and suffering that we do during the day.
Dene somba dohi re. Dohi se je te tsama, dene tsama, dene ma tsambo o la so pen dohi je na so pa te. Dohi te so yang tu ne dro pa re. Pe na tsang zo ta wa je na tsama dohi la tu te ma tsambo dohi yang re. Tsama dohi tse ya me na ma tsambo dohi je ki ge ma. Ma tsambo dohi la ti te tsama dohi je ma re. Ma tsambo dohi tsani me na tsama kare ya ha koko ma do. Sama se ji ti cheba yoshi ma. Te ni ka pin chun tu gubi se na ma dro pa ta. Tene tende nang zang re. Tende nang zang re. Tende nang zang yin imbi se na ma dro pa re.
The third aggregate or skanda is the skanda of making discriminations. Like saying, oh, this is clean and this is unclean. But these discriminations exist only in dependence upon each other. If you think something's clean, then that's only because you have some idea of what is not clean. But in order to have an idea of what is not clean, then you first have to have an idea of what is clean. So one cannot exist without the other. If you never had a thought of what is not clean, you could never have a notion of clean. But if you never had a notion of clean, you could never have a notion of what is not clean. So as soon as you look at these things and you try to find out what they are, then you just keep going back and forth. And you realize that they are just dependently arisen mere appearances that have no essential nature.
Dāgī sācī tē tsāma hīpē mēng tābī yē, mācāngbā hīpē mēng tābī yē rē. Mēng tābī yē tēlā ngūnē mēng yō mā rē, mēng rāngīn lē mēng yō mā rē, mēng sārpā tā rē. Mēng tēyā jīk tē jē kānā māyī rōvā lōngbā mādrāvā sū mēng mādrāvā nā tō tāpā rē. Tē tāpā tē ngūnē khurāng lē mēng mē bā rē. Tā kūtō mēng nā tō tāpā rē.
Clean and dirty are the discriminations that we form in our minds, and we form them with regard to a certain object, and that object is called technically the basis of imputation, the basis to which we give a name, because the object doesn't inherently have a name. Whatever it might be, it is called so many different things by every different country and language in the world. And that's just proof that the name doesn't really exist inherent with the object. Somebody thinks up a name and gives it to that object. So the object is in fact empty of any name. And since objects don't have names, then one person from one tradition, one country, can call some particular object clean, and someone from another tradition is perfectly able to call it dirty. All because the names don't exist there in the object at all.
Then Rabo Yimbesena, Duhi Rangiji Madobre Karasena, Duhi Yote Rangiji Madobesena, Duhi Rangiji Madob. Duhi Rangiji Madobesena, Duhi Yor Rangiji Madob. Malam Rabo.
And therefore, we can see that discriminations do not really exist. They aren't anything objectively real at all, because the object that they discriminate about isn't real. And one can also reverse that and say, because the discriminations aren't real, then the objects that are discriminated about are not real either. Just in the example that helps us to understand this is the example of discriminations and the objects that are discriminated about in dreams. The dream example is a great one because we spend so much time in dreams. We spend half our life in dreams, the other half in the day, but it's very easy to see how it is that even though dream appearances aren't real, we think that they are, and we have all kinds of experiences connected to them because of this fundamental misperception of the nature of the dream appearances. The next one is the fourth aggregate, and it's called the aggregate of formations. The first type of formation is called a corresponding formation. And what it means to be corresponding is that these are the mental formations that correspond in specific ways to the occurrence of the primary consciousnesses, the sense consciousnesses, and the mental consciousness. So these are the 51 mental formations, but when the aggregates are described, the skandhas, then the first two of these mental formations are feeling and discrimination, and they're given their own separate skandha. And then the other 49 are grouped together and put into the fourth skandha. And the reason why feeling and discriminations are given their own separate categories as skandhas is because they make people fight. So they, for example, and specifically, feelings are called the source of all fighting among worldly people. So an example of this is when you come home to your family at night and the father comes home tired from work, the mother's tired from her work, the kids come home tired from school, and everybody's tired and irritable, and because they have these feelings of being irritable, then they fight with each other. So feelings are what people fight about in the world. So the father comes home in a bad mood, and the mother thinks, oh, he's mad at me. And the mother's in a bad mood, and the father thinks, she's mad at me. And the kids look at the parents and say, wow, are they mad at us? And then everybody fights. That's why it's very important to know the true nature of feeling and to know that feeling doesn't really exist.
Mm. gomba la soba deni zangbo de nge pen de hichi de deni jege jegla chung chu deni zeba jege zeba chu.
And people who are practicing dharma, who are practicing some type of religious tradition or philosophy, fight mainly because of discrimination. And the way that they discriminate is they say, this is the view, you don't have the view. This is the conduct, you don't have the right conduct. Your conduct is wrong. Your meditation is wrong. Mine is better. And so then, since both people feel like that, then they fight with each other about who's right and who's wrong, and they criticize each other. So one person says to the other, your view is lousy, and the way you meditate is really stupid. And then, but that person says, you think I'm stupid, look at you. And so they each criticize each other as being misguided, and then they start to fight. So it's certainly not the case that some followers of a religious tradition say to the other ones, you guys really don't know what you're doing. You're really inferior and flawed. And the other people say, you're right. You're better. We really don't know what we're doing. You guys just keep doing what you're doing. You're really great. And we'll just stay here and be flawed. Nobody says like that.
Tene chulo se chita la ma ma bo re kha khe ke ko nyam ni ji ta ba yo zo ba gon chun chu ma ze na ya ma ma bu na ne te kha khe ki chun chu zo ge re ten da wo se ne tene to ko ja re
kon zo la nyam ni tang zo
ta ta wa chulo chu ba ya bu yo na nyam ni ji ta ba yo zo ba ma ja na ya tene chulo ko ma ma bo re te kha khe zo ba ja ge re yang zo ba pe.
So some people in the tradition might be good practitioners who are meditating on the view of equality and practicing patience, so they won't fight. But religious traditions have a lot of followers, and not everybody's practice is at the same level. So other people who aren't doing that will fight. So in these religious traditions, the ones meditating on patience are usually far outnumbered by the ones who are not. And so they fight. So when the ones practicing patience are far outnumbered by the ones who get angry, then the ones practicing patience sometimes don't have much ability to do anything about what's going to happen. So if you have 75% of the people fighting, 25% can't do much to stop the other 75% from dueling it out. So the 25% might say, don't fight, just let it be, just let it go. But the 75% aren't going to listen. So they just keep going. So that's what happens. So that's why the category of discrimination is given its own special place. Because it's especially important for us to understand that these discriminations don't inherently exist. So that's why it's given its own category for us to focus on. When you get to the category of formations, it's very easy to see that a formation does not really exist because there are so many opposites that fall under this category, like patience and anger, conscientiousness and carelessness. They all are formations, and so it's easy to see when you say, well, what is a formation? You can't really say. So it's easy to see it doesn't really exist. And then the second half of the formations are the non-corresponding formations. And non-corresponding formations are basically states. And they're said to be not mind and not body, but rather states of mind and body. So what does that mean? Because really there is nothing that's neither form nor neither matter nor mind. There's no third category of an entity, but you can describe their states like the process of the birth of a something, a body or a mind, or the process of its aging, the process of its cessation. All of these different processes and states of flux are the non-corresponding formations. And in this way, we can investigate formations and see there is neither one thing really there, nor, and since there's not one, there's not many. And so it is both a dependently arisen mere appearance. At the same time, it is empty of any essential existence. The fifth skanda is the skanda or the aggregate of consciousness. And how many there are of consciousness depends upon whether one asserts the existence of the alaya or the base consciousness or not. So if you don't assert the existence of the base consciousness, then you've got the eye sense consciousness, the ear sense consciousness, the nose sense consciousness, the tongue sense consciousness, the body sense consciousness, and the mental consciousness, those six. Then if you assert the existence of the base consciousness, you add on what is the seventh consciousness called the afflicted mind consciousness, and the eighth, which is the base consciousness. So you either assert the existence of six or eight consciousnesses. In the tradition that asserts the existence of the base consciousness, which is the mind-only school, then the base consciousness is considered to be like the ocean of mind. And then the afflicted mind consciousness is like the wind that comes and stirs up the ocean. And the waves that appear on the ocean are the appearances of the six consciousnesses, the other six consciousnesses. So that's how the mind-only school explains mental activity. If you ask somebody now, how's your mind? Or what's your consciousness like? Then you'd have to say, well, first, what's my mental consciousness's activity now? Then, oh, I have an eye consciousness because I'm perceiving something. I have an ear consciousness that is hearing something. So as soon as you more and more you investigate, what is this consciousness? What is this mind? And you can't find anything at the end. And this is how it is. When you don't investigate, there's an appearance. When you investigate, you don't find anything. So a lot of people, most people think, well, I have a lot of thoughts, I have doubts, I have bad ways of thinking about things. But then when we try to find, well, where did these things come from? Where did these thoughts come from? And where do they go? Where did they arise from? And where do they cease? How does it all happen? We can't answer those questions. And this shows that these things aren't real, because it's our own mind that we're talking about. We have a lot of experience with our own mind, and still we have no idea how this all happens. If it were real, we would know. But the reason why we don't know is that it's not real. So that's it. So people sometimes say to Rinpoche, well, I have doubts. And then Rinpoche asks them, well, where did these doubts come from in the first place? And where do they go? How did they arise? Where do they cease? Where are they now? Nobody can answer those questions. So this is something you ought to know if it were real, because it's your own doubts, it's nobody else's. And so we should be able to answer those questions. But the fact we have to sit there and think about it shows that we really can't answer those questions. We don't know the answers because there are no answers. Some people say, oh, I have bad views right now. My faith has disappeared and it's just all kinds of bad thoughts I'm thinking. But then when Rinpoche asks them, well, where did these bad thoughts come from? And where did they go? Where are they now? Then nobody can find them. Nobody knows where they are. And the reason why they don't know is because there's nothing really there. Aside from the thought that you have bad thoughts, there's no bad thought really there. And this is something that Nagarjuna examined in his text called The Fundamental Wisdom of the Middle Way. One chapter is called The Examination of Mistakes. And he showed there's really no such thing as a mistake. Because if you investigate, you can't find any such thing as a mistake. It's not really there.
Dina mistake. Mistake yo mare, mistake le dembar khembe namdo le trugo. Mistake le dembar khembe namdo le trona. Te mistake yo mare.
So there's really no such thing as a mistake. What we have to do is free ourselves from the thoughts that think that mistakes are real. And that is the task, because these thoughts are confused. There really is no such thing as a mistake.
Kakhe sem le donga chembu yo se. Donga te kare se na. Depe donga maumba donga tate donga kare se na. Maumba donga yin se kado. Maumba tanda mendo. Maumba ta mikki maumba mebe se na donga yungu mare. Ina yin nam ton chwa. Maumba mina donga yung ma chwa pere tere ma. Ina yung tene donga la tembar ki ina nam ton chwa.
So some people say, oh, I have a lot of suffering And then Rinpoche asked them, well, is your suffering about something in the past or something now or something that's going to happen in the future? And then people will say, well, it's about something that's going to happen in the future. And then Rinpoche says, but that hasn't happened yet. So your suffering is caused by something that isn't here, that doesn't exist. And this is a sign that this thought of suffering is very confused about things, because it's suffering as a result of something that doesn't exist in the slightest degree. And that's what we have to understand. So some people say, well, I'm suffering because I'm worried about what's going to happen when I'm going to get old. But who has the real certainty that they're going to get old in the first place? You can't say. Nobody can say for sure. And so this suffering is the suffering of something non-existent. In fact, we have no idea whether this suffering we're so worried about is going to come or not, but we still think it will, and as a result of that, we feel bad. And in short, then, we can say that through all this activity that appears to happen in the mental consciousness, the thinking consciousness, it doesn't really come from anywhere, it doesn't go anywhere, and therefore genuinely it doesn't exist. It is just a mere dependently arisen appearance. And that's why this quote from the Sutra of the Noble Collection says, "No, the five skandhas are like an illusion," meaning that we should know that the skandhas don't really exist, they just appear to exist. And that way they're just like an illusion of something that doesn't really exist, but it looks like it's there. So that's the quality of appearance. And the next line says, don't separate from the illusion from the skandhas, meaning don't think the illusion is something over here that's not real, but the skandhas are something over on the other side that are real. So don't think that those two things are different. Understand that dependent arising, what is dependently arisen, is undifferentiable from emptiness, just like an illusion, just like in a dream. The thing that appears is no different from its emptiness of any inherent nature. And when we know that, then we know the essential nature of these dependently arisen appearances, and we can, in fact, practice the transcendent perfection of wisdom. So you should write down this verse from the Sutra of the Noble Collection. Know the five skandhas K-N-O-W. No. Are like an illusion. Don't separate the illusion from the skandhas. Free of thinking that anything is real, This is perfect wisdom's conduct at its best. Everybody got that? Should I say it again? Okay. Know the five skandhas are like an illusion. Don't separate the illusion from the skandhas. Free of thinking that anything is real, this is perfect wisdom's conduct at its best. Okay. So now we'll sing it. It's good to put the sutras to melody.
Melody.
I'll sing it one time through and then we can sing it together. Know the five skandhas are like an illusion. Don't separate the illusion from the skandhas. Free of thinking that anything is real, this is perfect wisdom's conduct at its best. Know the five skandhas are like an illusion. Don't separate the illusion from the skandhas. Free of thinking that anything is real, this is perfect wisdom's conduct at its best. Three times. Know the five skandhas are like an illusion. Don't separate the illusion from the skandhas. Free of thinking that anything is real, this is perfect wisdom's conduct at its best. Know the five skandhas are like an illusion. Don't separate the illusion from the skandhas. Free of thinking that anything is real, this is perfect wisdom's conduct at its best.
Sanjeje sonra bina junji jinang ni ki yang se na somare yang ji ne pe se.
It's very good to sing the sutras in this way because we can sing it all together, and in fact the tradition of doing so goes all the way back to the Buddha himself. Out of the 12 categories of the Buddha's teaching, one is called the category of the teachings of melody, which the Buddha actually sang to his students.
Tene danda tikke de yege le tene yang so nam ji so re chu 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 se le ji re chu 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 de chu le tin ne ten be so nam ji so re so nam ji so gar chen bo re yege ndra ba ta chu len chu ba ba ta yege den chu jin ba ta nyen da lo le ba Chetan Katon Seba, Desemba, and Gomba. You but then you done in a sonam pombo part
And writing down the words of the Dharma is also something that's very important to do because it is the accumulation of merit. Just like you wrote down this verse, so that is a great accumulation of merit. In fact, it's explained that there are 10 different ways to accumulate merit with regard to the Dharma, and they are given in the following verse: to write down the letters, to make offerings, to give, to listen, read, and memorize, to explain, to recite, to reflect, and to meditate. These 10 forms of conduct generate limitless merit.
Tene chula tenpa chuchu jo te tenpa tan simchen la penpa jachinpa yunga seno sonam chenpura.
Since it's the case that these 10 forms of activity with regard to the Dharma benefit both the teachings and sentient beings, they generate incredible merit. So, for example, with regard to writing down the words of the Dharma, we've written down lots of things out of a motivation of attachment or aversion that have ended up hurting someone else. And so that's an accumulation of negative karma. By writing down the words of the Dharma, we purify that. And then when we sing the words of the Dharma, then that purifies all of the negative karma we've accumulated by speaking to others in a way motivated by attachment and aversion in a way that's been harmful to them. So we can purify that by singing the verses of the Dharma. When we think about the meaning of these words, then that's the reflection part of it that helps us to understand their meaning, and then eventually we can meditate on their essential nature, the essential nature of the meaning that these words are pointing us to. And so therefore, if we can write down the words, some extraordinary words from the sutras, and sing them, and think about their meaning, and meditate on the meaning, then we are very, very fortunate. So that's why Rinpoche had us write down these words and then sing them to complete 2 of the 10 actions of merit with regard to the Dharma. So if we just hear this verse without writing it down, then the chances are we're going to forget it. But if we write it down and sing it a few times, then we won't forget, and that's better. And in fact, we can just use one verse as the basis of our reflection and our meditation and gain a realization of emptiness just on that. And there are many stories of that. It's not the case that you need to hear so many and have so many verses if you meditate, if you reflect and meditate well with regard to just one.
디나데는 파파드바든 콜로파파 히랍지 파르즈스면 노래 디츠키에 데드네 이글레테 양이한돈도 삼삼 양스케조.
And this verse from the Sutra of the Noble Collection is a verse from a Sutra of the Prajnaparamita, the Transcendent Perfection of Wisdom. And therefore, it's very good if we can recite it over and over again, sometimes sing it, reflect on its meaning, meditate on its meaning. And the protector Nagarjuna said something very similar to what is taught in this sutra in his text, The Fundamental Wisdom of the Middle Way. Rinpoche asks that you please write this down as well.
Yeah.
Like a dream, like an illusion, like a city of Gandharvas. That's how birth and that's how living that's how dying are taught to be. I'll say it again. Like a dream, like an illusion, like a city of Gandharvas. That's how birth, and that's how living, that's how dying are taught to be. That's from The Fundamental Wisdom of the Middle Way by Nagarjuna. So now we should put that one to melody too. And it goes like this. Like a dream, like an illusion, like a city of Gandharvas. That's how birth and that's how living, that's how dying are taught to be. Like a dream, like an illusion, like a city of Gandharvas. That's how birth and that's how living, that's how dying are taught to be. Like a dream, like an illusion, like a city of Gandharvas. That's how birth and that's how living, that's how dying are taught to be. Like a dream, like an illusion, like a city of Gandharvas. That's our birth and that's our living, that's our dying are taught to be. So we're going to now sing this again three times and meditate while we're singing it. And the way we're going to do that is to first meditate on the words themselves, and then the meaning of the words. And then the third time, just rest relaxed in the basic nature of mind. So first, meditate on the words, second, on the meaning, and third, just let mind settle into its own basic nature. In Tibet, they practiced by reciting, by singing very long ritual pujas, and they didn't have a lot of time to meditate separate from that. They didn't set aside separate meditation time because they meditated during their recitation of the prayers, and that's what we should do as well.
Like a city of Gandharvas, that's our birth and that's our living, that's our dying, our taught to be. Like a dream, like an illusion, like a city of Gandharvas. That's our birth and that's our living, that's our dying, our taught to be. Like a dream, like an illusion, like a city of Gandharvas. That's our birth and that's our living, that's our dying, our taught to be.
Does everybody have a copy of this song by Milarepa? So let's sing it together. If you know how it goes, then please join me. We'll sing the first verse. This is a very profound song because it distinguishes the stage where there is no realization, the stage where there is realization, and the ultimate nature of reality. And therefore it's very profound. So we can sing one verse through just to give you an idea of the tune, and then we'll all start over together from the beginning. Right here in this world, Jambudvipa, the victor's realm, there is one renowned as being a second Buddha. On the victory banner of teachings that do not set, he is like the crowning jewel at the very top, respected by all and worthy of offerings. The melodious sound of his rippling flag of fame reverberates in every direction around. Is this not the Lord and accomplished Master Maitripa? Right here in this world, Jambudvipa, the victor's realm, there is one renowned as being a second Buddha. On the victory banner of teachings that do not set, he is like the crowning jewel at the very top, respected by all and worthy of offerings. The melodious sound of his rippling flag of fame reverberates in every direction around.
Is this not the Lord and accomplished Master Maitreba? There is one who served at his lotus feet with respect and drank in full draughts the quintessential elixir, the Mahamudra, the crowning point of view. This put him in touch with reality plain and simple. He perfectly brought all excellent qualities forth and was not defiled by any fault at all. A Sugata emanation in human form, that greatest of beings, Lord Marpa, taught like this. However appearances might appear outside, not realized are delusory projections. Clinging to objects, this is what ties you down. For those who know their illusory appearance, for them what appear to be objects are mind's best friends. In the end, in fact, there is no such thing as appearance. And being unborn, Dharmakaya is utterly pure. He taught of its purity as the unborn Dharmakaya. The workings of mental consciousness inside, not realized, are ignorance itself. This is the root of all karma and all affliction. If realized is self-awareness wisdom, here is where positive qualities spring full-blown. In the end, in fact, there is no such thing as wisdom. Let phenomena go as far as they go and no more. This is as far as they go and no more, he said. This skanda form compulsively taken on, not realizes four elements making a body. Sickness and suffering, this is what comes of that. If realized, it's a deity's union body. Reversing the common assumption you entertain, in the end, in fact, there is no such thing as body. It's as rarefied as a cloud-free sky, he taught. Is pure as a cloud-free sky is what he taught. Apparitions of male and female, demons and ghouls, for as long as your guise has not been seen through our maras. Obstacle makers who nothing but trouble spell, when your guise is seen through, you obstructors are Dharmapalas. A hotbed of cities of such a variety. In the end, in fact, there are neither gods nor goblins. Let concepts go as far as they go and no more. This is as far as they go and no more, he said. In the ultimate jhana, to put it in general terms, through the Anuttara Yoga of Secret Mantra, when a Dhatu condensation with Nadi aligns, the forms of spirits are seen outside, he taught. Not knowing these self-expressions are not what they seem, but thinking they're real will get you precisely nowhere. There was a time confusion made my head spin. Knowing no better, I built a nest of delusion, taking gods that help and spirits that harm as true. But now through the Jetson Siddha's guidance so kind, I see stopping samsara and winning nirvana won't do. I've caught on that whatever appears is Mahamudra. Realizing delusion to have no ground, the water moon of awareness shines unblurred, the sun of luminosity free of clouds, lights up the darkness of ignorance out to its brink. My spinning head of confusion spins no more. A glimmer of basic being glows within. How precious now the idea of seeing a ghost. It reveals the unborn source, how strange and amazing.
So now we've sung this song by Milarepa, and tomorrow night and the night after Rinpoche will explain its meaning to us.
So nam de
tam je zipa nye tom ne nye pe janam pam che ne ye ga na che balam tru pa ye si pe to le tru a tru a tru.
Manjor le mo ku ye ta ji jo ye na tru jo sung ge ta ji jo ta ra tre me tu ge ta ji jo yar me ku sung tu ge ta ji jo Nendere nimo dele, sendere nime kongyang dele, nimten tado dele, kuncho sumge chayi shu.
Yeah.